Okay, good evening. I'm Gimel on the base Chazor, just to clarify the last point. And that was, we were discussing yesterday the different shittas, how to understand the two main different ways of understanding Svek Sveka, how it works. And we said that essentially that is dependent on the Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand what is Sofik Da'iraisa L'Chumra. So we said like this: if you learn like the Rambam, that Sofik Da'iraisa L'Chumra is only Midrabanon, right? So follow the Cheshbon. Sofik Da'iraisa L'Chumra is only Midrabanon. So if I've got a Svek Sveka, which is working to my advantage, making a Kudo, the way it's going to work is, well, one Sofik, you'd say that Midrabanon I can be Mekel, Midrabanon I have to be Machmer. So now, before I even get to the second Sofik, I'm still Mechuyev Kudah, let's call it Chayev or Potter, I'm Chayev only Midrabanon now. Okay, you've got a Din which is a Chiyev Deiraisa. But because of the Sofik, so Midrabanon you're Potter, Midrabanon you're Chayev. So now, because of the first Sofik, it's being downgraded to Chiyev Derabanon. So when I then come in with the second Sofik, that's the Svek Sveka, so now it's a Sofik Derabanon, or the rule is Sofik Derabanon the Kudah. That's the way it works according to the Rambam, right? But that only works, that the only reason that works is because he holds Sofik Da'iraisa L'Chumra is Midrabanon. If you go with the Rashba, however, the Rashba learns that Sofik Da'iraisa L'Chumra is Midrabanon. So you can have 100 Sfekas, it's not going to help you. Because each time it's going to be Sofik Da'iraisa L'Chumra. Okay, Yechayim Da'iraisa. Next topic, Sofik Da'iraisa L'Chumra. So why is anything going to change when you've got two Sfekas? The answer is, because the way the Rashba learns it is, and it's Mefurish, this is black and white, that the Rashba learns that Svek Sveka works on majority versus minority. All I'm doing is, I'm working out probability-wise, if you want, or number of permutations, what is most likely to have happened? Something which is going to make me chayev, or something which is going to make me potter? And when you do a Svek Sveka, a normal Svek Sveka, the Kula, you'll work out, in a normal case, you'd have two tzadim in the, you know, basically, one which says chayev, one which says potter. And then I say, but even if you go with the one which says you're chayev, here's another reason why I may be potter. So Bekitza, essentially what happens is, I've got a full, if you can imagine it, completely potter, and even within the level which is chayev, it's split now, potter and chayev. So you've got a 3 out of 4, in a normal case,
Not 2 out of 3.
No. 3 out of 4.
Branching.
No, because again, if you want to do it as a probability tree or one of these diagrams.
Decision tree,
right.
Decision tree would be 2 out of 3.
Yeah, but 50% of it is already is saying potter. Mm-hmm. And within the tzad chayev, I'm going to split it now into potter and chayev.
Okay, so percentage-wise.
Yeah. Again, the 75 to 25, that's the normal sort of thing. However, we said, this is the big however, where you've got, when it's working on majority versus minority, then you have to bear in mind the following. And that is that I potentially could, this is the Tosfos and Kesuvos, that I potentially could, look, let's split each Sofik. Let's look at each Sofik on its own. If one of the Sfekas is not what we call a Sofik Shokel, it's not really a 50-50, it's really already, that Sofik itself is a 70-30, then it could be I'm pushing that Sofik before I even go further. You understand? So I look at, call it Sofik 1 and Sofik 2. So it could be Sofik 1, I look at it and I say, well, it's not 50-50. This is, let's make it a bit more extreme, 90-10. Well, I'm sorry, 90 versus 10, the 10 is bottle baroi, and therefore that Sofik is already, we've already been appreciated, we've already decided it.
Or 90 in Machmir, or 90
in either direction. But let's say in this particular case, let's work it, because otherwise it's not going to make any nafkamina, to be Machmir, exactly. Because normally you want to say, I'm saying that the normal case of Svek Sveka is to be Mekel. Not always, but right, Svek Sveka will be Mekel. So what I'm going to say is, but hold on, in this second Sofik, or this first Sofik you're dealing with, it's not a 50-50. It's really 90-10. 90% chance being Chayev, 10% being Potter. So it's very nice you've got the other Sofik, which is 50-50. If I look at each of them, sort of look at each of them on its own first, then it could be the 90-10 becomes 100% chayev, 0% potter. So in which case, that's not going to help you at all. It's not a sopik anymore. It's a vada. That's not a start to make you potter. You've only got one sopik now, 50-50.
But what would happen if you didn't look at the two different issues? First of all, number one, which is 90-10. Number two, which is 50-50. What about it if you looked at it in the reverse order? You first of all looked at it, it's 50-50. And then the second one, still 90-10.
No, but that's not a sopik. That's what I'm saying. It's not a sopik. So what we showed was...
You'd still be left with just...
Anafami, but what we showed over there was... What we showed over there was... This is a suggested pashat in the Stira and Tosfos, which, granted, is a little bit difficult because you haven't... unless you've seen the whole sugya there, I found it hard enough to get back into the sugya. But there were two cases. One where this seemed to have happened, exactly as I've just described it. And the other case where Tosfos seems to say... No, not at all. Like you're saying, you put it all in. In other words, therefore, instead of it ending up 50-50, it really now becomes, I don't know, you have to work it together, 55-45 or something like that, I think it'll actually work out. So if it's 60-40, let's say, 60-40 and the other one is 50-50, so overall it'll come out 55-45 or something like that. Yeah? If you put it like you're saying, put it all in together, it will do enough just to tip the scale.
What I was thinking was, the first way you looked at it was, it's 90-10, therefore it's not a sufficient suffix that we need to worry about. We exclude it, it's no longer a suffix. So we're only left with the second one, which is 50-50.
I understand what you're saying, if you look at it the other way around, but again, the question is it a suffix? It could be you don't call it a suffix.
Which one?
90-10.
Whichever one you want. The one which is 90-10. It's not a sopik.
So if it's not a sopik, it doesn't come into the...
I'll give you an example. Just like the Gabi Shabbos, Psik Kresha. What happens if I say to you, if you do this, it's Psik Kresha. You say, well, hold on a second. Actually, probability-wise, it's 99% chance it'll happen. That's not Psik Kresha, it's not Bada. Do we say that or do we not?
No.
Not a little ashamed, I believe, right? But
how hard does it have to be?
I don't know, but there is. But there is, I think, in the Meiri, says Kimat Vada is really considered Vada. But I did find somebody else. I believe I found somebody else which is before not like that. So that's why I think it's not a little ashamed. But there is one which says very clearly that it doesn't have to be Vada, right? In the same way as. I think I mentioned this to you before because this came out of when I was learning with your Desan Benji many years ago. We were talking about something, and it occurred to me at the time. When you talk about a raya, what does the word raya mean? Raya comes from the word ri'iyah. In other words, what is considered halachically to be proof? The answer is ri'iyah, edus. Maybe they were hallucinating. There's a level at which we say we're not choshish beyond that. You're right. Anything's possible. Right? But we say at a certain point that's considered to be, we don't have to call it 100%, call it what you want. I will call that riot. There's a certain level which we say enough. Like we said, the other example we mentioned the other day is when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh as well, the Gabi Shabbos. Right? It doesn't have to be that it is, the other way around, was the Chasam Sofer, that was the example we mentioned. That Chasam Sofer about the person who was buried. And it started, once they buried, it started knocking on the coffin. So they made a decree there, you can't bury something until 7 days after the patira. And the Chasam Sofer said how terrible it is, it's a complete nebulamis. But hold on a second, how can you bury something? Even the smallest chashash when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, maybe the guy's not dead. The answer is, we don't have to take into account something which is 1 in a million or 1 in a billion. I don't know what the figure would be. There's a certain point which we say, it's as far as halacha views it. It's not. We don't even say that. It's not even a percentage. It's a vadai, right? So here as well, I don't know what the figure is going to be, but over here we're dealing with something which is not a sopik shakul. I don't know it's going to be mamash 50-50, but it's something which is clearly more inclined one way than the other. There's two ways of looking at it. You could say, well, don't look at it on its own. Look at it like you're saying in the big picture. Put the two sphagas together and just work it out together. What's the probability now of you coming out with the Kula and we're coming out with the Qumrah, the side of Kula comes out higher than the side of Qumrah. That's one possibility of looking at it. That is one toaster that seems to go with that. The other toaster seems to say no. Because one of those fakers is not considered to be a sophic. It's a badai. What do you mean it's a badai? You said it's a 10 versus 90. 10 versus 90 is already a badai. It's considered 100%. It's bottom of the road. The start of 10 is already bottom of the road. Now, the question is how to reconcile those two toasters. And what I said to you was, there is a difference between the two cases. You have to look at the sugis down sort of, if you really want to understand it. But one of them is, be'eftem, it's a 50-50. If, you know, whether this girl was for ones or berotten, it's 50-50. It could have been ones, could have been rotten. However, there is a reusa. There's a problem with one of those stodim. And that is, if it was for ones, why didn't we hear anything about it? It doesn't mean it definitely wasn't ones, but it does put a big question mark on it. But be'eftem, it's a 50-50, just one of those stodim has what we call a reusa. That tesis, you throw in, is still considered to be a sophic. It's a sophic with a reusa. And therefore, when it comes to, if it's the only sophic you've got, it's not going to be considered 50-50. So you can't say, well, sophic, whatever it is, the kudol, that's not a sophic. If, however, you're throwing it into a spec faker, it's still a sophic. It's a sophic with a reusa, and then you throw it in, and it will tip the scale, because the other sophic is 50-50. With this sophic, it tips it in one direction. However, if the reason why one of the sophics is not a 50-50, it's not because there's a reusa there. It's because within that sophic itself, right, the likelihood of one side over the other, not because of reusa, just the likelihood of one side is more likely than the other. So that's just simply the case. Onus versus rotten is, it's a 50-50. Could be onus, could be rotten. There's as much likelihood it was onus as it was rotten. Rotten is onus. The only thing is, if it was onus, which is 50-50, then why didn't I hear anything about it? That's playing detective work. So that's why I'm saying I don't think it was that 50% side. It probably was the other one. But the estimate was a 50-50. Here I'm dealing with a different case. And that is, it's not a 50-50. Just because of either permutation-wise or just likelihood-wise, I'm telling you, this is more likely than this. Well, I'll apply it in a second. So in that case, as Tosus, that is not a sophic. That's not a sophic. It's already, we view that as a vadai in one direction. And therefore, even if it's, you've got another sophic which is 50-50, it will remain 50-50 and it doesn't go anywhere from there.
What do you mean? The first sophic?
The overall picture.
But if one is if you've got two sophics, one is 50-50 and one is not exactly a sophic, or it's 60-40, whatever it is, shouldn't it just be 160 against 40? No, it would be 110 against 90 or something.
Nope.
Wouldn't you just go by the one where there is some sort of reason to believe it's more likely, because the other's exactly equal?
So that's what Tosus says. That's not considered to be a sophic, that's considered to be a badai. Remember, it's two different sphakers, and we say, no, that is already passing. Again, that's the chiddush of Tosus. Whereas if it's the estimate of 50-50, just as there is, well, that remains a 50-50.
So there's two ordinary sphakers then, and then it's sphake, and that's it. With the reusa.
With the reusa?
Yeah.
Essentially, well, it's not really, even though the other one is still not a sophic gong, it's still not 50-50 because there is a reusa. And then if that was the only one, I wouldn't say sophic derabbanan mekudem. I wouldn't say that.
You'd go
to chumrah. If for example, in that case, if saying rotten would be a chumrah, which is, right, for her, rotten would be a chumrah, onus would be a kudem, then you'd have to go to chumrah even in a derabbanan.
Because
at the end of the day, it's not really 50-50. The reusa tips on the likelihood of it being in the direction of the rotten.
Right.
So I didn't say it's not a sophic, but instead of sophic with the other, if there's another sophic.
But if I'm putting it in with the other one, it's not shut that it's a badai now.
Because you view that's a pure sophic if you put it in with the other one, that two sophics and that.
No, so therefore it will tip the scales. Now it's not a 50-50.
So it still comes to the same sort of result, doesn't it? The one where there's less likely to be right.
But again,
i.e. the only
but the difference is whether you're going to be able to use it in a sex figure. That's the taste of that. That's what I'm pointing out. If you go with the rush was Mahalif, that the way sex figure works is through row versus meal, then it's going to make an argument if one of the figures potentially can make a sophic if one of the figures is not a sophic shakul. If I were to go with the Rambam, the point of the Rambam has nothing to do with that. It's each one you're done on its own. Once one of them is able to bring it down to us now to Shaila de Rabbanon, then I can say Sophic de Rabbanon the Kudel. He's not getting involved in whether it's Sophic Shokul, whether it's not Sophic Shokul. There's nothing to do with that. So now, let's apply it to our case. You've got this case where the person is going on a ship. And the ship, we don't know if it went into shallow waters.
Which is unlikely.
Huh?
Which is very unlikely.
Okay, but I've got two sphakers. Right? Again, without what we said at the Rambam there about the, from the Shulchan Aruch and the Sanhedrin, there is only one prophet. Leave that to the side for a second. Right? Leave that to the side. That was one Nakuda we pointed out. But I'm coming now from another angle. Because remember, you've got Rabbi Kiva Eger, you've got the Mishnah Lamera, the Shara Lamera. They all wanted to say, base mayor, they wanted to say from this halacha that the Ramah brings, that you go to Kula, I suspect Tzveka Lahachne, it works against you. Why are you going to Kula? Oh, it's not Harai, I suspect Tzveka Lahachne, and I want to be still going to Kula. So we said yesterday, first of all, that was the first point, base mayor has erased it, he just rejected it, and we upheld it, we wanted to uphold it. And that is, it's not a sex faker, because the makor for it is really the Rambam. And the Rambam is very clear that, as far as I'm concerned, the Rambam is very clear that there is only one topic here, and that is, did you go into below 10 or did you not? There is no shaila whatsoever that tuchumin does not apply above 10 on water. The Rambam says that was never the shaila of the Gemara. He says it's the first lashon of the Gemara, and the Rambam goes to the first lashon. We gave them a halakha to explain it. That's point number one. That was from yesterday.
So in other words, it's only one topic. Chum applies above 10, is what the Rambam says.
No, it doesn't apply. Definitely does not.
Does not apply.
On the Abosha, on dry land, it's 50-50.
It's turned it the other way. It's as you said. So it doesn't apply above 10.
No, shine, it doesn't apply.
I also took it that way. I was so surprised. So it doesn't apply above 10. Correct. That's it. Okay.
The shine was not above 10. Okay, but this other, now we're coming from a different angle, and that is, now let's work it out based on these two things, the Rashba and the Rambam. Fine, let's try it. If you go with these two strings, let's just first look at them for a second. Let's just look at them individually. Does the Chumin apply above 10, or does it not apply above 10? I'm talking about even on water. Assuming that it applies even on water. Put that other thing to the side. Let's accept that they're right, that there is a Sofik in it. Is that a Sofik Shokul or not? Is that a 50-50 or not?
No, it's 100%. You know that you are over 10 feet
in the No, I'm asking, but this is a Sofik. The Shaida is, the Gemara asked, Yesh Chumin Amal 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 The Gemara didn't answer it.
So we assume it is.
It's a 50-50. There's no machlokes, it's 50-50. The Gemara didn't have any raya. Try to prove one way, try to prove the other way. Yeah. Try both ways. 50-50. That's the Sofik Shokul. Fine, yeah, we agree? Now, there's the second Sofik, which is, maybe you went into shallow waters. Is that 50-50?
No.
It's
less likely.
You can see already from the Gemara. The fact that the Gemara had to give the answer to the halakha bracket, ships don't go in shallow waters, generally speaking. If they veer into shallow waters, is one thing. Right? Yeah. But it's not the pashtus. Yeah? There's a reason why you've only got something, you weren't expecting it. Okay? That, generally speaking, it's a possibility, but it's not a likelihood. Now, let me just ask you before we go on. So therefore that's not a 50-50. But is it not a 50-50 because it's bichlal, just not a 50-50, just possibility-wise? Or is it, for essence possibility-wise, it's a 50-50? Could be you went above 10, could be you went within 10, just as a ray of soul on one side. Because if we would have gone below 10, I would have known about it or something like that. Which one do you think it is?
The first one.
For sure. Yeah. For sure, it's not a ray of soul. Because the ray of soul means, for essence, it's a 50-50. Just, when I'm looking, I'm thinking, okay, it's 50-50. Which side is more likely? Let's work it out now using my detective brain. Ah, well, why didn't this happen? That's not what we're talking about over here. That's right, within the topic itself, it's not likely. Most water is above 10. Generally speaking, the water you're travelling in are above 10. It's a slim possibility, but it remains a slim possibility. Now, with that, I think we've agreed. So if I'm going to start working with majority and all of that, that Sofik is not a Sofik, it's a Vadai. I would look at it and I would say, sorry, it's Vadai, you stayed above 10. Right. Now, if that's the case, let's now try and put it all into the equation. Right? Let's put it into the equation. If I go with the Rashba, I mean, that's basically where we're starting with. If I go with the Rashba, is it really a sex fake on that?
Are you talking about what's been done with the right?
The whole question was, sex fake on the hachme. That means there is be'etzer, it's more sodden to be machme. Because I'm saying, maybe above 10, does apply, maybe it doesn't apply. And even if it doesn't apply above 10, maybe you went within 10. So in which case, it's more, to call it sodden. If I look at it all together, if I just put it all into the pot, I'd say more, it's a bit over 50%, Shark, you should be Mahmir. Mm-hmm. So why are you being made on a Darabon? Ooh, massive chiddush. Sex fake on a Mahmir in a Darabon, we still say the Kulam. That was the right. No. If that's the way you're working it, based on putting it into the chocolate pot, you don't put it all into the chocolate pot. Because according to this Tosfos, you look at the sophic of, did you go within 10 or not? Is that a sophic? It's not a sophic. Because the likelihood is so slim. Which is slim enough, exactly. But it's a bother you didn't. It's a possibility, but it's already, it's null and void within that sophic itself. So therefore, that possibility is out. So which, what sophic am I left with? I definitely, as far as I said, you stayed above 10. So I just don't know. Does the
Chum apply above 10 or not?
Does Chum apply above 10 or not? That's a sophic there are bombs. So that's why you go to Kula.
Right.
Simple as that. So therefore, you can't prove to there, to a case where I've got a genuine sex fake on. 50-50 on this topic, 50-50 on this topic, and if that takes me in the direction of the Hachmir, Kentine, according to the Rashba, you've had to be Machmir. So that's if you go with the Rashba's Mahalich. Now let's try it with the Rambam. Let's try it with the Rambam. What would happen if I went with the Rambam? And here's the Baal HaLocha here. Let's try it. Remember, how does it work according to the Rambam? The whole idea of sex fake is, don't put it all into a Shalom pot. Do one at a time, and see what happens. So, like, normally speaking, it's going to take you to Kula. That's what we normally associate it with. So what you do is you say, Sophic Deraita, L'chum Rami Derabonon. So in which case you already downgraded to Achir Derabonon. Second Sophic is as a Sophic and a Derabonon, so you can go to Kula. That's basically the way it works, right? So now, if that's the case, let's try it here. Which one do you want to take first? Take the above 10 and below 10?
Yeah, above 10 and below 10.
Meaning, sorry, which one? Meaning to say where the Chum applies?
Above 10.
Yeah, does the Chumin apply above 10 or not? Start with that. The Sophic Derabonon, it's a matter of water.
So
what am I going to say? You've already got a Pesach, which is?
It's a Rambam.
You've got a Pesach. Sophic Derabonon, look at it, doesn't apply above 10.
Right.
Doesn't apply above 10.
Right.
Fine. So now, that one is out. Now let's try the next one. But maybe I went within 10. Okay, let's even call it a Sophic Shokul. Let's call it a Sophic Shokul. This is a Sophic. Ooh, this one's in the tears. It shouldn't make it, we're not making it being Mechalik here. Let's even say it's a 50-50. No, and let me ask you a question. If it did go within 10, it's a the Din of Tchumen is Rabban or is that right?
It's still
Rabban. It's still Rabban. So in which case it's a Vita, Sophic is Rabban.
So the whole thing
just remains all figures, Sophic is Rabban of the Kula, Sophic is Rabban of the Kula, Sophic is Rabban of the Kula. So of course you're going to come out of the Kula. Right? The whole thing of sex faker in other words, but what we're saying is, the MS is, if you go with the Rambam, it makes perfect sense. It's sex faker lahachmir, in a drabon we're going to be maker. Because each time, I'm just going to do each topic on its own, and it's going to come out the Kula. So you're right.
Everything's drabon.
You're right, if you went with the Rambam, Allah Tzad, maybe you could prove it. But I have to know whether we paskin like the Rambam. Because if I paskin like the Rashbon, you've got no right. And my point is, therefore, it's very possible that the Ramah brought this din, which the Rambam writes, but maybe he doesn't pass them by the Rambam. He agrees with the din, because it's going to be the same halacha will come out. You're still going to be making even if you go with the Rashba. So I have to now know, to work it through the halacha. What I have to know is, do I pass them by the Rashba, that Sophic Deraita the Chumra is the Deraita, or do I pass them by the Rambam, the Sophic Derabonon? Sophic Deraita L'Chumra is Midrabon. And based on that, that's what's going to come out. It's going to come out that according to the Rambam, Sex Faker L'Hachmei Midrabon on Taki, you go to Kula, because you always say Sophic Deraita L'Chumra, Sophic Deraita L'Chumra. Whereas if you go with the Rashba, where you're throwing it all in, if it's genuinely all Sophic Shokels, if you want, right, for want of a better word, right, then you've got no raya, and there's a strong likelihood to say Sfek Sfek Al-Hafmeh in Drabonon, which go Al-Hafmeh Drabonon would be Mahmeh.
Right.
Now, the point being, well, how do we paskin? As you can guess, do Mr. Israel, how do we paskin? You've lost your touch. Machlokes.
Yeah.
Right? And that's that one you were quite, whatever you say is going to be right there.
Yeah.
Right? Which is Machlokes, right? Rabbi Bati is quite adamant, he's got all the Maran Mokemis there, but he says the halacha we take on like the Rambam. He says that's the way that it's safe and various other Achorin and Paskin, and it's safe, right?
Well, what case have we got though, which has got one side? Because this case is all with the Rabbam, which is Sfek Sfek in the Chumra, which is one side with the writer. Is there a case in? case in question.
What tzveikah l'chumra?
Well, one side is deraisa, where we'd have a different number between the Rashba and the Rambam.
Yeah, there isn't going to be any difference.
In this case, but now there must be. If there was a tzveikah and one side was deraisa, then the Rashba would say.
Let me just finish this. I'll come to it. Okay, good point. However, the Chidor definitely paskins that like the Rashba. Right? The Chidor definitely paskins like the Rashba. That's what I thought, that's what I think that they go with the Chidor. Al Koponim, what we're able to be miyashi with this is the Pre-Chodosh. Pre-Chodosh in Simen Samach Tes, Se'if Kotan Mem Dalet. He says, when you've got a sex fake on the Hachmein of the Rabbonon, you go Lechumra.
Sex fake on
So who says this?
The Pre-Chodosh.
But there's a Sovik Derais there somewhere, that's sex fake.
No.
So they're both with Rabbonon.
It's not bad, I mean the whole shy is the
Rabbonon.
So it's a sex fake on the Hachmein.
So it's two against one or three against one.
Or, so that's why he goes Lechumra, because Simon Kuf Yud, see if Kostam Emtas, I double check this. He says the reason why it's Svekov, why it works is because of rope, like the Rashba.
Because of the rope.
And that's exactly what the Issa Beheta and the Maharimat and the Shut Bin Yansiyad and the Shut Rabbi Bin Yansiyad is the, probably, I assume, is the Aruch Laner and the Shut Beis Yitzchok, which may be Rabbi Yitzchok, and then Beis Yitzchok is more than one, I don't know which one he's bringing from, the Shut Vaylef Lechol Shalom, right? You've got all these. Because Rav Avadia concedes, and well, I'll come to you in a second, there are plenty that definitely go with the Sad of the Rashba, etc. He does concede that. So therefore, if you go with this school, then if you got a sex fake al-Hachme, I couldn't care less whether it's a sex fake al-Hachme in a Derabola or a sex fake al-Hachme in a Deraisa, you're going to be Mahme. Because you throw it into the show. It's about where the figures are all equal, right? It's all 50-50.
Just go off the road.
You throw it in, and that's right. Okay, now you want to know. Give me an example where we find this. I actually mentioned at the end of the year a couple of days ago. I don't know if you remember this. Anyone maybe will remember this. A number of years ago, when we were Dafayemisha in Raleigh Coast, I don't know, we came up something about Shrimas and Maishas, and everyone there, no one knew what I was talking about, right? I said, what do you mean? If you buy Israeli produce from Tesco? No one ever told us to take anything, right? So I spent the whole shiur going through explaining how you take Shrimas and Maishas. I couldn't understand why would anyone be taking Shrimas and Maishas? I thought, of course you do. What's the sad not?
I don't know about it before.
Well, I just assumed it was Amarat. I mean, no disrespect, right? But this was the front ends of the thing. I couldn't understand. Now, one of them, again, it's not recording, so I'm not going to put any names on there, but you know what I'm talking about. One was a Sfardi. That would make more sense, right? As you'll understand in a second, right? Yemenites as well will arguably make sense. We'll see. Let's see. What does it come on? So it's like this. Rav Avadia, I saw this in Chazon Avadia, because as I said, in the next minyan, they were busy arguing about this. With a date. He gave a whole demonstration of how to do it, and somebody came up to him afterwards, and he said, no, you don't. And I think initially they were busy arguing about, he said, but everything that comes out of Eretz Yisrael, kemat everything goes through Tnuva. And they take, they dich and they take.
I thought best out of the suffix, that's what you used to say.
But it could be a deraisa, and therefore, there's no reason not to take. And they were busy, it was basically a Sfardi versus Yemenite, that's really what it was. But anyway, so they were, and then that was, I think, Thursday or Friday. The next week it continued on the battle, because I think the one who was arguing there, Stephen Nikula, he'd gone and asked, I'm thinking his son is, if it's who I think it is, his son is quite a Talmud Chacham. He said, nah, of course we don't. I think he's a follower of Avadia, it could well be. So I went to look, I wasn't going to get involved, leave it to them to argue, but what is this? It's just a Sfardi thing? So I found it's no great surprise by the Sfardi. I felt was also not, because he also had his own, he wasn't swayed by it just because that's what everyone does, right? So after as well, the classic example, right?
Yeah.
If he felt something was right, that's what he felt. Rav Avadia maintains on this. There is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Take a look in Yerideas, which is Shin Lamed Aleph. So if you'd base it, it says in the first, it's black and white. And it's just taken from the Rambam writes. He writes in the Strum Masalach, Perek Aleph Halacha Chavis. Peiros Eretz Yisrael, the Peiros of Eretz Yisrael, Sheyotu Ulechutz La'oretz, Paturim. They are potter from Trumas and Maestros. There you go, pretty clear. We have a Tesco, it came from Eretz Yisrael. Let's say we know it came from Yerushalayim, let's say, right, banging the no shilas of maybe it's in Eretz Yisrael. No, I know, right, it's not one of the greatest things in Yerushalayim, but I know it's Eretz Yisrael, by the way. I know for a fact nothing's been taken. Doesn't matter. Sorry.
Yeah, but you have to do it anyway because you don't know the Shaka.
No,
no,
no, Cornish.
Ah.
Now,
so what's
going on? So first of all, let's get things straight. First of all, the Riber is not happy with the Rambam. He says, absolutely not, of course you're Chayef. Point one. So it's not... Okay, the Muhammad Pasuk with the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say a word to disagree, so Pasuk should be passed on the Rambam. But just be aware that obviously disagree. You see, Rav Avadia says, for example, he says, once the Maran, right, in other words, they're passing out the Rambam, it's not even a sophic now, they're riding it out, it's like, I mean, it's extreme, it's like Bisham of the Walker Mishilah in a Mishnah, I mean, not literally, but fine, but let's say even though, you've got the riding there. But the real question is, because when I heard this, I thought, yeah, Keturim means because the Meruach was done in Chutz La'aretz. We're talking about the Peiros from Eretz Yisrael. And they brought them over here, but there was no chiyuv in Eretz Yisrael. And then the Meruach, which is when it becomes chayuv, when they smooth it over the pile, or whatever. That was done in Chutz La'aretz. That surely is what we're talking about. And Taka, if you look on the Rambam, you'll find the Mishnah Rambam that says that. Father, that's pshat in the Rambam. I found Rabbi Kibbe Eger writes that, Poshet. The Radbaz writes that. Of course that's pshat. But Rabbi Avadia Kedarko brings you a whole load of people who take on not like that, such as the Menchas Chinuch. And he says, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, Zicha, the Pashtus in the Rambam is not like that. Now, Lofa may not be, but he said, Avada, that's the Pashtus, the Chabina Rov. Avada, the Pashtus is that the Pashtus is the Miruach was done in Eretz Yisrael. But then there's Nochazach, because the other one, which is very important to realize, is, I'll come to it in a second, because there's another possibility, Paturim, maybe he just means Potum is Eretz. We're not getting into whether today is Chayim Deraon or Midaraita. The Etim, even when it's Deraita, it would be Potter, he's Midaraita.
There should be a Kalal in the Rambam if he says that.
I wouldn't have gone with that, but the Maitre that argued it after, and he would take on that. That's the way they take on that. So
throughout the
Rambam? I don't know. That's the way they take on it. Can't be, he means Potter and Gansen. The real thing is.
He means Potter and Gansen, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Right.
Right?
Even if it's grown specially for Hoflaret? How is it practical that the Miruach would take place outside of Eretz Yisrael?
Why not? They just ship the whole lot, and when it comes here, then they put it in the storehouses, and they put it in all night.
You're talking about fruit, you're talking about wheat, what are you...
We seem to like wheat for the time being.
This has to be a sort of...
Normally it's milk, surely it's made into flour, and then they export the flour.
If it's flour, it depends. I mean, we're talking about today, and I mean, I'm talking about just put it pshat in the Rambam. It wasn't mass produced.
Yeah.
One guy took it out. So, the kitz of the Bach, and that's the real thing, is the Bach, at the end of Siman Shin Lamed Aleph, understands the Rambam clearly, it means potter in Gansen. Even though the Miruach was done in Eretz Yisrael, it's potter in Gansen. That's the Bach, Menchas Chinuch, etc. So now, we look at it and we say, on the face of it, I say, okay, I hear you've got all these different stories, the Khan. You've got to say Svek Sveikum. Let's work out Svek Sveikum. Lamosha, I'll show you, and you can probably do a whole load here, right? Sophic, you go like the Rambam or the Rivers, right? And those who go with the Rivers.
Okay.
So Rambam, let's say Potter, Rivers says Chayim. And even if you want to go like the Rambam, maybe the Rambam only meant if maybe he means only Mizaraita, but it's Chayim and Rabbana. And even if you want to say he meant Potter and Gansen, maybe he meant only if the Miruach was done in Chutz La'aretz. So here the Miruach was done in Eretz Yisrael. Like you said, today the Miruach was done in Eretz Yisrael. So I got Svek Sveikum. Even if you want to say, because the Mechaber Paskins, that today Trumas and Maestros is all the Rabbana, even in Eretz Yisrael. Right? So basically Paskins.
And
he's
passed out the Rambam.
Huh?
And he parcels out the Rambam on the cover, didn't you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we don't have any written.
Okay, but you know what? Leave out the Rambam. Leave out the Rambam. I've got other sakers here. So maybe he means Potter Midrabbanan. Maybe he means Potter Midrashis Lachai Midrabbanan. And even if you want to say he means Potter Gamsun, but maybe that's only when the Mirat is done here and not when it's done in Eretz Yisrael. So to that, Rav Avadya basically says, okay, very good. Sex fake on the Hachmir Midrabbanan. You want to say that we should be Mahmir? Well, I've got all these the things that indicate sex fake on the Hachmir Midrabbanan. You go to Kula. But you've got the Khan of the Khan, and that's, he's debating, he's maintaining, definitely you go the Kula. That's point number one. He also argues that you could say that I could equally argue make a sex take on the Hokka. Why? Because I could say, look, maybe I'll go like the Rambam, with Potter, I'll ask the Potter, right? And even if you, or the Rider, let's say, and even if you want to say that I should go like the Raivad, I think that's where he's going to go. But maybe it's different, like Shaltiel said, when they are bedafka, they're doing the Miruach in Eretz Yisrael, they're doing it on the not to take it out of Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. And there are those who challenged him, and they said, you can't say that, because where's your makar for that? There's no real makar for such stuff as that. You made up that thing as well. Because he, at the end of it, maintains he's standing by his thing. Therefore, you're not mechuyev to separate trumas and maasers and chutz
la'aretz. It's just the Rambam, then you've got the Shulchan Aruch. That should be at least for Sfarim. That should be it, shouldn't it?
Yeah, but you don't know what the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch mean. That's the whole argument.
Right?
So he's using the things of sex faker, etc. to therefore to be mechuyev. My question is. Because why, I don't know about you, I never dream of that. No way. Where did it come from? So first of all, I don't know. I wonder if Rav Avadya would say different to Ashkenazim. Because if you look, that's the base where the Mechaber says it's the Rabbonon. Okay? The whole thing of Trumas and Maasros is the Rabbonon. The Ramah says, Yesh Omrim is D'oraisa. Okay? He brings the shit of his deraisa.
In chutz la'aretz or
bechal? No, bechal. The chiyuv of trumas and maasros.
Even today, but they don't give it to anyone.
Yeah.
In Eretz Yisrael as well.
It's not. I don't think it's going to make a difference.
One second.
Why is that? It would be in Eretz Yisrael for this.
Because once the Shoshana, the all to do with that.
That is our syllable, isn't it? After the second.
So this is what is the whole complex about.
Everything is.
But generally, I thought he said
the Rabbana, no?
The second one.
Okay,
because that's get away. You don't give it to the levy, you don't give it to
anybody. Very good, very good. That's the Rambam passes, that's the way the Mechaber passes. The Ramah says, Yesh Omrim Mitzdoraisa, but he says, No Agud, Al Min Ali, Zim Fashkanaz Mitzdorabon. But I wonder if, because for Ashkenazim, the Ramah does mention this start of Doraisa Novos, we know it as a Dorabonon. Yeah. Whether that would make it a little bit more of a tzad for us to be machmir, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Yeah. I wonder if that would have any ramifications.
Is this predicated on it being in Eretz Yisrael midoraisa midrabanan bezman hazeh? Have we got the enough people living in Eretz Yisrael to make it doraisa bezman hazeh?
Again. Mm-hmm. That's what I said.
What is this predicated?
The Mechaber says it's definitely Dorabon. No shy, it's Dorabon.
In Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, it's so. The Ramah says Yesh Omrim D'oraisa, but the Minhag is Nohagu as the Rabbanon, Sechir the Rabbanon. Yeah. Now the question is, does the fact that the Minhag is even for Ashkenazim treat it as the Rabbanon, but the Ramah's additional Yesh Omrim, would that make it a little bit more machmir? I don't know. The reason why. As I said, I've never heard of such thing, is the way the Shabina Rav, I think it was the Shabina Rav put it, and sort of Ravadze says, is that Be'etzim, you're right, that the based on the simple reading of the Rambam and the Mechaber, it should be Potter. But he says, but Kavah, Chayra, he's not going to pass in difference, Kavah, Chayra, Zokin, and Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't say who, as Ravadze says, presumably he means the Chazon Ish, because the Chazon Ish is absolutely adamant. He, I don't know if he uses strongish terms about those who learn differently. He says there's absolutely no way the Rambam meant to say Potter and Gamsun. Whichever pshat you want to take, why not? Meruach, and he says, therefore, you are Zicha Chayev. And that is the accepted Pesach. Therefore, I mean, those who follow the Chazon Ish, That is the accepted psak. Now, Rav Avadia Kedarki, he's not mashugah to that, but right. Mm. But that is why I think it's Rav Padva has got to shuv about it as well. He also says the pashtus is it should be potter. There's no way that Kadasia would take such a policy in the face of the Chazanesh, right? And therefore, that is definitely for Ashkenazim is the accepted, generally accepted thing, right?
If you look at Shumasis, there's Midrabban.
What? If what?
The thing Shumasis generally is considered Midrabban.
Yeah.
So, right, so most of these things, I mean, for example, it's not a situation with Palams this year, they say there's a Sophic, but they took it or not.
You've got many speakers here because you also you don't know for sure whether it's which part of Eretz Yisrael.
Yes.
I mean, if it says produce of Israel, you don't know, and then it could have belonged to Arabs. I don't know. But the issue is Al Atzad, if you're going to be Cheshish, at least for those who hold it's Deraisa, is that Yeshayim? If you're going to be Cheshish, it's Deraisa, you can have opinion speakers, it doesn't make a difference. Because every time, if I go with the Rashba, Sobid Deraisa Luchumra, Sobid Deraisa Luchumra, again, I got it. It definitely makes a difference if, for example, someone's got a shayla, you know, after their event, if somebody's got a very, very nervous, type, etc. Came to me the other day, I mean, I always have to say, yeah, it's probably all right. His wife had got food from somebody who he doesn't trust, etc. And he was trying to work out what's the worst case scenario. I said, who says she got any Israeli things? He said, yeah, but maybe, and what about my kingdom now? Right? He's always like Caleb. I said to him, that's what I'm saying. It's about it's a nervous type sort of thing. I don't know if it comes from a good place or not. But he's a very sweet guy. But yeah. I was trying to explain to him. I said, look, who says she got Israeli produce? And if she did, maybe she separated, maybe not. And you know, and then you've got all these fakers, etc. But definitely, you know, after the event, right? After the event, and in a Ben Yom and all these sort of things, you know, calm down. You've got plenty, you say, Bechlal or Bechlal, you're not Chayef, right?
So you want to tell me that Allah is the same thing? Somebody told me about the Allah is the same thing. You don't have Allah, you grow things
here. Sophic Allah anyway. Sophic Allah.
It's not
Allah anyway. Yeah.
Isn't there any opinion that if you've got the majority of Chayef Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael, then it becomes the Raisa, the Hafroshas.
We don't have the majority yet.
It's close. It's never been. I don't know now, but the last few years. I think you're right. I think it's not the majority.
They said about 15 million just out of Israel. In America, they're talking about 15 million.
Not 15 million.
Well, assimilated. Married out.
Jews, and only, I think, 1 million or 2 million Orthodox. The rest of them, we don't know. Because they've been there for generations, and they lost contact with us.
I think the assumption is 40, 50 million Jews in the world. Tell me like that.
Turkey, yes.
That's what they're
there. 5 or 6 million in America.
That's 7 in Israel, I think. 7 million in Israel, yeah. I think something like that. So it's usually about 15 million, 40, 50, something like that. Then I'll go to the pre-war levels, interesting.
Okay, let me just conclude, because then Hashem, tomorrow we're continuing on into the next sugya. Just one nekuda, which is just from this from Siman Tov Daled, that comes out, is from Siman Tov Daled that when it talks about the guy who, if he's already gone outside of 2,000 amas with the ship when it's hit within 10, and the remark says there about being able to get off the ship, Kovid Abri, so he says, why would you be allowed to? If you've got to stay within your Daled amas, he says, either because of rain or sun, or because he needs to be excused. That remor is a very, very important piece of remor, because until now we've talked about somebody went outside his tichun, he's only got Daled amas, but if he needs, because of Kovid Abriyas, we would allow him to then go somewhere else, and if he's clever, he'll go in the direction of tichun, etc., etc. Yeah. We see from here, you see it in the remor, they point out, you see from this remor, it's loved after Kovid Abriyas, even tzar. The person has to know what level of tzar, if it's uncomfortable because of the rain and the elements and things like that, which is very significant, because I don't know if you remember the time when we learned that sugya, we talked about possibilities of other possibilities, like, you know, for example, if he's not able to learn that. Because if you remember the whole thing about Meirat Lain, whether that was a hazard.
Yes.
Right? So Meirat Lain, even on the Sunday, we said today it is. Yeah. Today, Rabbi Yashua says it is today because things have changed. But even for then, but if, let's say, there's going to be a time where he's not going to be able to learn until it soaks into the ground, whatever, and that causes the person pain, how far do you extend it is a tzorach here. The last minute I've got, there was one other nekudah which we had from Sunday. I just wanted to incorporate at some point, so I'll throw it in now, it's as good as ever. We had that B'ar halacha, what did we have on Sunday, in Sunday share, which was very odd. The B'ar halacha there, where he brought a kolbo, and the kolbo said over there, what were we doing on Sunday? We had that kolbo. No, it was Sunday morning, and no, it was very, very significant, because we said that only goes with one tzad. I have to try and remember now what it was to do with. It was a kolbo. Oh, I know what it was to do with, yes. About 2,000, when you're going 2,000 footsteps, so the kolbo says, it comes out from the kolbo, do not take that too literally, because you're bound to make a mistake. Basically, the B'al Lotha says that if you don't take it literally, in other words, you're measuring based on steps, you say, I'll only get 1,900, you can do that lechat tchila. If you're going to go based on the 2,000, do not do that as a lechat tchila. Only if there's a real tzorech, you know, because you're pushing it up. So he said that would be totally on, do you remember, the Rashi and the Ritzvot? How you understand that Pesil Beninus is an Amok. According to the way Rashi sounds like it is an Amok, and 100% it's not lechat tchila to do this, because you're asking for problems. But we said that the Ritzvah says, because of that, we learned the Ritzvah says it's Korib L'Amor, Amor B'Korib. We said it could be that the Ritzvah learns it's just under an Amor, therefore you've already created a buffer. Your an average footstep is not exactly an Amor, it's slightly under. Get us through that in, by the way. That was in Simon Shin Sadi test, if anyone wants to.